104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We'll top out at 29 today. There is a little bit of fog out there. We'll get more of that tomorrow morning as well. Should be gone by about noon or so.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that guy. Absolutely love that guy. That is so much fun. So in San Diego, police there released surveillance video that shows a couple of people who broke into a Hooters.
Okay.
And stole a jukebox.
A jukebox?
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently they were not willing to pay for iTunes.
I guess not.
No, that's not really what it was. The cops think they mistook the jukebox for an ATM. How disappointed would you be?
They don't even look alike.
Not really, no. ATMs are a lot smaller.
Yeah.
There's not much to them.
There's usually an area where you slide your card.
Yeah, well, those jukeboxes have those too.
I suppose, but usually it's just
the modern
money
ones.
One, isn't it?
Well, a lot of them you can swipe a card on.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I haven't seen one of those.
Yeah, you have. You just haven't paid attention.
Maybe I haven't paid attention.
But can you imagine how disappointing that would be to get the jukebox home? All right, man, we scored. We scored. And you open it up and there's like, you know, $80 in it. And a whole bunch of...
At least they had music.
And a couple of hard drives.
But they would have to keep putting money back in it to play the songs. So that would kind of suck.
That would kind of suck. We got all this free music, but we have to keep running the money through it. So we can't really spend all the money. They need some money to...
Yeah, they could just leave it open and like recycle the money that they found inside.
Probably, yeah. So Oscars were last night. I avoided it like it was a bad habit because it's just the least interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
who wins and loses is interesting, but they could knock the whole thing out in an hour and they drag it out for 3.5 hours.
Well, the thing is that like the other crap doesn't need to be on there.
Yeah,
like the best visual effects and.
No one cares.
That kind of stuff. Best sound mixing.
No one cares. The highlight of the night for me that I saw from everything that's out there is what they did when people ran too long in their acceptance speech. You'll want to take your headphones off,
Mel. To my family, for all the sacrifices they made. Gabrielle, I love you so much. To my children, Christopher, Thomas, Alexander, and Samantha, thank you for inspiring me every day. To my mom and dad, thank you for telling me I could do any crazy career choice I wanted. Finally, I want to thank all the artists who worked on this film for over a year, including Rhythm and Hughes. Sadly, Rhythm and Hughes is suffering severe financial difficulties right now. I urge you all to remember.
Sorry, we shut your microphone off. 85th Academy Awards. But not if you were watching on local cable last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw this. KSFY posted this at about 8 o'clock last night. Mid-Continent Communications said Sunday night it is addressing signal problems with KSFY as well as several other local television stations. A number of viewers reported signal breakups and audio dropout issues with KSFY and other local TV stations.
Yeah.
Sunday night, Mid-Continent told KSFY that its engineering staff is working on a solution to the problem, and they also reminded everyone that you can still get it over the air with an antenna.
Yeah, when I was watching, it was doing that. It was cutting out. It was doing like when I used to have DirecTV, and it would cut out all the time on Fox and stuff. It would do this little garbly crap. So, yeah, it was pretty annoying.
I never have that issue ever. I mean, I never watch Fox except during football season.
I would always have the problem. It would never be on any other channel, so yeah. I don't know what the deal was.
There was a interesting thing that... Did you see the video of that crash at the...
I've not watched the video.
Daytona race on Saturday.
Posted, though. How scary would that be?
To be sitting in the stands?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Those big... That's one of the big, big tracks. It's like 2 miles or more. It's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. And so they go... That's the tracks where they go the fastest. And that's where these big, huge crashes happen.
And
I remember a few years ago, there was a car that did kind of the same thing. It flipped up. But did you know the car that flipped up into that protective fence, its engine got caught in the fence?
What?
It went up there and the engine was hanging by the fence.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah.
There's quite a few people got injured.
Yeah,
right?
There were so many different numbers. I don't know exactly what the number was. It was in the ballpark of 20 total, but... no one was killed, luckily, but
Thank goodness.
And I guess they were offering people who were seated in that area to be reseated elsewhere if they so desired.
I don't know. I would just want to go home, I think.
I wouldn't want to sit that close at a race there.
No, thank you.
For a couple of reasons. One, yeah, if a car goes flipping up in the air, I don't want to be that close. The other reason is, even at football games, I like being close at baseball games, but football games, I like being up higher.
You can see everything
better. You know, you don't have to turn your whole head to see what's going on. Of course, at a NASCAR race, you're doing this the whole time.
You are ridiculous.
And then there's the redneck idiot with the beard who points at Junior when he goes by and gives him a thumbs up.
Every time it goes by.
That guy, when we were in Kansas, was so funny.
Yeah.
Skater. Anyway, we've got the news on the way, plus Muse. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 722. Andy and Mel, morning. We're going to top out at 29 today. If you, you were out in the Black Hills this weekend, so you probably didn't run into an elevator, did you?
Yeah, there's some elevators.
There is?
Yeah.
I lived there for 5 years. I never saw one.
You didn't?
Except in Deadwood.
Yeah, in Deadwood.
That's the only place I ever saw an elevator.
Yeah. In the condo we were staying at.
I'm sure there's maybe two or three in Rapid City, but.
I would think so.
There's a little trick you can use to skip directly to your floor.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Wouldn't it have to still go all the way up?
Well, let's say you're on the fifth floor. Where you're going. Okay, and you hit the button, and you go up, and you'll have to stop every time someone else wants.
Okay.
You know.
I get what you're saying.
Or if you're going, probably more so going down, because there'll be other people on the floors below you that want to go down too.
I gotcha.
Here's what you do. You push the button of the floor you want to go to, and then the closed door button for between 7 and 10 seconds.
Really?
Push them both at the same time. And allegedly, on a lot of different elevators, it will skip past everybody else that pushed the button and go straight to your floor for you.
Interesting.
It's like a secret trick for like firefighters or whatever to...
Wow.
To get to where they need to go.
One of the places we went to, like the restaurant was upstairs. We went there for lunch. And they were like, no more than 6 people in here. And we mean it. The elevator will stop if there's more than 6 people on there. The sign actually said that.
Really?
Yeah. But you could tell it was an older elevator.
Yeah.
Pretty old considering.
Was that in Deadwood?
Yeah.
Where?
It was like Saloon 10. I think it was in the same building. And then it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Saloon 10. And then it was like way at the back. And then you took the elevator up to go to a restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, Deadwood Social Club, I think, is
yes,
what it was.
The Social Club. Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of it. Yes. Okay. Food was delicious, though. Yeah.
Well, now you know how to skip by everybody else who's trying
interesting
to go up the elevator.
Yeah, we mistakenly, when we went to Jake's on Saturday night in celebration of your birthday.
Thank you.
We took the stairs all the way up. By the time we got up, I had to sit down.
That's a lot of stairs. Did you take the stairs up that go by the blackjack tables? There's a landing.
Yes, okay. Everywhere. The whole way.
There's another set of stairs you could have taken.
Yeah. No, we went up the stairs and then we went by the blackjack tables and then we went up the stairs and past like the sports bar and
the
then we
longest,
went up the stairs all the way up to Jake's. And
the by longest
the
single
up,
set
I couldn't breathe.
The longest single set or longest single flight of stairs to go up one floor is in that building.
Oh, really?
But it's on the side.
Yeah.
You bypass the main casino to go up to the sports bar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that's how I would usually go to work, because it was just easier than going through the casino and you have to talk
sense
to people. And,
yeah.
So you just go up there. But it is like forever up those stairs.
When I left, I did take the elevator.
Oh, sure. When you're going down, the easy way.
I know.
I need to take it up.
Well, I don't know. Amanda was leading the pack, and I don't know if she didn't know that the elevator's there, because it's kind of hidden.
It is kind of back around the corner, yeah.
So I wish we would have, because that was not fun at all. It was delicious. I had duck for the first time.
You never had duck before?
Uh-uh. Wow. I don't know how I've never had duck before, but I've never had duck before, and it was really good.
It did. I noticed there was kind of an ominous aroma that came in the room with you this morning.
I don't think it's from... I had duck on Saturday.
No, I... Did you spend time in Rapid City?
Very, very shortly. Just stopped there for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Because when I got home, Jackie said I smelled funny.
Like, what did you smell
like? I don't know.
Like?
She just said something stinky.
Okay.
She's like, well, I was in Rapid City this weekend.
I don't think the smell of Rapid City stuck with me.
No.
I wasn't there long enough. We didn't even stay
there. No, it doesn't really smell.
We didn't stay there very... Like, we stayed
passed
by...
through on your way to...
Terry Peak.
To the Northern Hills.
Yeah, so, yeah. Which is out by Lead, and it's...
So you stayed by Terry Peak, but didn't go skiing?
I don't know how to ski, remember?
Yeah, I know. You were in the perfect place to learn.
That would have been, yes. They only had snowboarding stuff that they brought along. I could have went, but I'm a little scared. I will have to say, though, like, I went out in the morning with my coffee looking at the view because it was beautiful. And I'm out there drinking my coffee and I'm looking and I was like, wow, it's breathtaking. And right as I was thinking how great a view it was, all of a sudden I heard, woo-hoo! I was like, that's my thoughts exactly. Somebody had just got down to the bottom after their skiing or whatever, and they were all excited.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was really funny because I was exactly thinking, like, this is great. It's beautiful.
I thought maybe it was someone who was, like, in your hotel or whatever. Oh. That was...
Well, no, it came across the way.
Okay.
From Terry Peak.
It wasn't like, wow, good morning to you, too. Got an email over the weekend that is a little bit fascinating from a stay-at-home dad. That is on the way. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
When I say it's a long story, it doesn't mean it's actually a long story. It means I just don't want to tell you.
The dirt is next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 741 up to 29 today. There was a little fog earlier. It looks like it's clearing out a little bit. Not as bad as it was earlier. We've got the Weather Channel on in here, and their snowfall prediction for Kansas City does not appear the same way the National Weather Service's graphic appeared the other day.
They zoomed out.
Well, and it was more of a circle than a cylinder type shape.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about the snowstorm in Kansas City? Not because of the snowstorm in Kansas City, because of the graphic that was published by the National Weather Service. You can see it at hot1047.com.
Oh,
and
it's funny.
It'll give you a giggle.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Mature audiences. Like, not that we're mature.
NSFW.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll just say for 18 plus. NC-17.
Rated M for mature. So, got an email over the weekend from a guy who called himself Tom.
Okay.
Said, Andy, wanted your opinion on this. My wife is a career woman, and after we had our kids, we decided that I would leave my job and be a stay-at-home dad. Since I'm not bringing in any money, my wife gives me a monthly allowance for groceries, food, and so on. Some of my buddies think I should feel emasculated by the allowance. But I honestly don't mind at all. My wife brings home the bacon, and I'm fine with that. Would you be okay with your wife giving you an allowance, whether you are a stay-at-home dad or not? It depends on how it was done.
Don't you guys kind of have an allowance?
Well, yeah, I mean, we kind of already do.
Yeah.
I mean, an agreed upon budget.
Right. So that's
so
pretty much like
to
an
me,
allowance.
It wouldn't be really any different than the way my wife and I do it now.
Right.
So, I guess no, not really.
Because it's really a good idea.
To have a set spending limit every month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real good idea.
Yeah. So, I don't know why anybody would say that he's being emasculated.
Well, because guys like, well, my wife's not telling me what to do with my money.
It's not his money. He's not bringing in the money. She is.
And but I guess what men like to be independent.
Right.
And so what they're,
some of us women.
I know. Just let me finish.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is that some guys would not be okay with that.
No,
they really would not. I mean, they would want to be able to, you know, write a check or get cash or do whatever they want whenever they want.
Go buy some booze.
Whatever they're going to do. Why is it always booze?
I don't know. It's the first thing that pops into my head.
Yeah, because I have such a full liquor cabinet at home.
It's not you that I'm thinking of when that pops into my head.
All those, all that, all four cans of beer I have in my fridge that I bought Super Bowl Sunday and drank two of, and the other four are still sitting there.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I personally, Tom, would not, it wouldn't bother me, especially if I was a stay-at-home dad and my wife was making all the money. Now, if she is, like, dictating everything, then I would have a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, she was, like, really about it.
This is how it is. That's all you get, and deal with it.
Yeah.
Then I would have issues.
But, I mean, you guys, like you said, have a budget set up. You have, like, an allowance for each of you already, so... Yeah.
And then some. Every now and then, I'll spend money I'm not supposed to because it's easier to ask for forgiveness
and
than for permission.
And then she yells at you.
And which I don't do very often.
But then she yells at you.
Well, no, she doesn't yell.
Well, she doesn't yell, but...
She stops talking altogether.
Yeah. She
basically is what usually happens.
She gets back
I don't know.
You.
I would like to know what other guys think. If you got an allowance, would you be torqued or not or wouldn't care? Let me know.
361
361-555-7 email or text AM at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 753 up to 29 today. It's 20 right now. And got an email over the weekend from a guy named Tom who wanted to know what I thought about him getting an allowance from his wife. He's a stay-at-home dad, and she gives him an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally don't really have a big issue with it. Because it's, you know, I mean, you should probably budget for stuff. So, you know, but want to know what other guys think, too. And I'm sure we'll hear from some of the wives as well. Because that always happens no matter what. let's see. David is on the phone. How are you, David?
Good.
So how would you feel about an allowance?
Well, I think it's the term allowance that's kind of causing the issue there. You know, if it was just like your monthly, you know, budgeted money, that'd be different. But
well, that's
I think
the same
that's
thing.
What might be getting his friends all up in his face about it.
Yeah, because allowance is something you give the kids.
Right, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes the word makes it sound worse than it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And then also, you know, Mel, you mentioned, you know, well, it's her money, she made it. Well, vice versa, it's always our money, you know, like with my wife and me, when she wasn't working for a while, it was our money. It never was my money. It was an option that the two of us made, so therefore it was our money.
The money I make is my money.
You're not married.
The money, when you're married, the money that you make is my money.
Oh, good hell. Thank you for the call, David.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's always yours, isn't it? No matter what it is. That isn't your car. That's my car. I knew we'd hear from the wives. Ashley's on the phone. How are you, Ashley?
Good.
So, the allowance discussion.
Yes. I am not a guy calling him, but
no.
I have an opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
I was a stay-at-home mom once, and I know what it's like not to bring in the money. And I honestly think the allowance is a great idea, especially to keep you on budget and, you know, you're not bringing in the money and so on. But a lot of it has to do with appreciating that stay-at-home parent as well, because that's a job all in its own. So, I mean, he may not be bringing home the money, but he's taking care of kids, which is a job. It's like two jobs put in one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I agree with the allowance, but I also agree with what you said, the dictating it. Saying you only get $50 a week. This is it. You know, I think that it all comes back to one of the biggest building blocks of a marriage, and that's communication. And if you feel like you deserve more, then you need to talk about it. So that's my opinion.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ashley.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think the word allowance is the biggest driving issue because it does sound kind of... It does sound a little condescending.
But it's not. That's what it is.
I know.
You guys are so sensitive.
Oh. Did you really say that out loud?
On purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Oh, you're so sensitive.
It's called a joke.
Okay. I wasn't sure at
really?
First. I wasn't sure at first. That's all. I just wasn't sure that that was a joke at first. Because someone in this room is incredibly sensitive,
whatever.
And it's not me.
Whatever.
That's all I'm saying. More of your calls and texts coming up. By the way, I've got a few texts here I wanted to hit.
Okay.
This one from 6228. One, isn't a grown-up allowance called a budget anyway? And two, don't men who bring the money home with a stay-at-home wife give their wives an allowance, a.k.a. budget?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm not doubting that.
This is honestly is like a reverse sensitive issue. Like,
the word allowance,
you guys
it doesn't
are
bother
like
me.
A bunch of girls.
It does. The word allowance doesn't bother me, but I could see it bugging some
but
guys.
For the other guys, for that it's bothering, you're acting like a bunch of girls.
I got another text from 8757 said, I feel like it would rob me of my manhood.
Oh my God. Please.
No, but I do also, when every single little thing gets scrutinized, you know, like, what was that $3.87 for? I can't spend $3.87 without getting the third degree. I mean, that would get old.
Right.
You know, if it's being scrutinized like that, then yeah, that would.
But still, like, come on. You guys are being very sensitive.
Okay. Well, anyway, more of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557 email or text to am@hot1047.com.
Hot 104.7.